Welcome to Fun Size Fiction. Treat your ears with tiny tales, written and read by Renee Canolti. That's me. And here's this week's story. Dressed to Impress. Are you up for it? I smoothed the bodice of my new halter neck dress. Sure, let's show them what we can do. Clutching his hand, I dragged Drew through the jungle of sweaty bodies to the inner edge of the jam circle. We joined the crowd of onlookers, clapping in time with the band and cheering on the couple dancing in the centre. As far as dance partners went, I'd hit the jackpot with Drew. But dance partners were all we'd ever be. I might have all the right moves, but I didn't have the right anatomy. I scanned the crowd, searching for that one face that would make all this practice worthwhile. There he was, on the other side of the circle, Adam. Those dark eyes could see into your soul. Finally he'd notice me. A couple strutted into the centre of the circle as the previous dancers left. Half a dozen of their best moves, then they made their exit. Drew caught my eye, but I shook my head. Not yet. I wanted the grand finale. Adam took some girl's hand and swaggered into the spotlight. I clapped even louder. He lifted the girl high in front of him, her legs kicking out wide, his forearms rock solid. When he wraps those arms around me... Drew nudged my arm, pulling me out of an X-rated daydream. The song's nearly over. Damn, I'd nearly missed my chance. I followed Drew's lead, sashaying into the centre. This was it, my 15 seconds of fame. I swiveled, swishing my full polka-dot skirt. Drew caught my eye. I nodded. I rock-stepped, then dove between Drew's legs. He caught me around the hips before my hands touched the ground, then flipped me around, my legs swishing past his shoulders. I slung my arms round his neck, the tips of my toes landing on the ground. Then I sagged in the middle like a soggy pancake. Bouncing back onto the balls of my feet, I still felt like I was walking on air. The music continued to build as the end of the song approached. We had time for one more aerial. I glanced around for Adam, but those acrobatics were disorientating, and I couldn't find him. He was out there, somewhere. I smiled at Drew and skipped to his left-hand side. I slipped my arm under his and gripped his shoulder to brace myself. Drew guided my momentum and I sprung up and flipped backwards over his left arm. I landed lightly. Two perfect aerials. Adam would be sure to notice that. The final beats of the song played out as Drew twirled me in for a dip. I arched back, leaning deeper into the dip. Stretching out my left arm, I turned my head to the side. Adam was right there. Our gaze met. I became lost in two dark pools of perception. He smiled. I felt stripped bare. Then I felt Drew's fingers slide across my sweaty back. Bang!
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this story, hit subscribe so you don't miss my next Fun Size Fiction. You can find out more about me and my writing on my website, heysaidrenee.blogspot.com.